This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel-sized area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high-efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
As many of us have found, it is hard to save money. And now there's more evidence to support that most Americans are woefully unprepared to handle an unplanned bill. The report comes from Bankrate Data. They note that experts agree that for true protection from financial emergencies, it's best to sock away up to 6 months' worth of living expenses in the bank. And for the typical household in a major metropolitan area, that's $23,000. But the average American has less than $4,000 in savings. And Bankrate Data reports that more than half, 57% of adults, have less than $1,000 to their name. From this week in agribusiness, that cloud of dust that might have been seen over the heartland last week could have been coming from South Dakota. In 1 week's time, the farmers of that state put in 45% of their intended corn acreage. North Dakota farmers planted 27%. The corn growers of Iowa seeded 21% of their acres last week alone. Nationwide, the pace of the corn planting is 81%. The soybean planting at the major states now more than half done, 56%. Most states in our region are growing in population. Illinois is not. Chicago television station WGN tracked the trend and why residents have been going elsewhere. Some people cited the need to find better weather or more abundant career opportunities. Several said it is the cost of living in Illinois that prompted their move. As we're learning more about what kept Green Bay quarterback Brett Favre going and going during his career, we learn that Brett was treated not just once, but three times for Vicodin addiction, once in Louisiana, twice at a facility in the Kansas City area. Favre acknowledged that he fought the treatment, but was able to overcome the addiction. And maybe, just maybe, Brett's story can provide some hope to the many, many Americans caught in this drug crisis that our nation is now in, as some 50,000, almost 50,000 of us, are dying annually from opioids. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.